Easy rewards, 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 easy rewards.
Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله سيدنا عمر بن الخطاب رضي الله تعالى عنه he mentions that it will remain, the dua of a Muslim will remain suspended between the heavens and the earth. Nothing from it will remove upwards until you recite salat upon the best of creation, the beloved Nabi of Allah, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Welcome to our silsila, yet again called Easy Rewards, Asan Nekia. And along with this, knowing that part of our daily activities, part of our daily routines, you know what we have to do anyway, we are learning that ye bhi neki hai. For example, in the previous episodes, we talked about wearing the clothes, you know, people have to wear clothes anyway. So this is also a form of a good deed. This is also a good deed. But how we do it, whether our intentions are correct, have we made the right mindset? And it's not anything bad. Meaning, we haven't thought about that it's for this person. It's also a mercy from Allah Azza wa Jalla, because I have to do this anyway. And knowing that when we look at the life of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, the entire life of the best of creation, his entire seerah, his entire lifestyle, every single thing that he did, we are trying to do according to the way he did it. According to the way he did it, dear viewers of Madhu Channel. So when we do this, we find out that Islam is a way of life. Being a Muslim has a way of life. And Dawat Islami, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, through the blessings of my peace, Shaykh Tariqat Amiri Ahl Sunnat, Damat Barakatuhum Al-Aliya, he has allowed us on Madhu Channel to watch tons and tons of episodes and silsila and Madhu Muzakara, etc. What about Quran and Sunnah? Learning the commandments of Allah Azza wa Jal and learning the sunnahs of the Prophet Muhammad and implementing them in our life. And today, Alhamdulillah, like every other day in Ramadan, coming to you, this is like called Easy Rewards. We will look at our daily activities, what me and you have to do anyway. So it's something we have to do anyway, dear viewers of Madhu Channel. When we look at this, what intentions we can make? What is the good from this? Can there be a bad intention in this? And if there is, we will inshallah try to mention this. We will refrain from this, inshallah azza wa jal. And through the barakah and through the blessings of this, inshallah azza wa jal, me and you will adopt this mindset given by Madhu Channel, this mindset given by none other than the founder of Dawat Islami, that we have to refrain from every single sin and we should try to gain and act upon every single good deed and every single sunnah as much as we can. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madhu Channel, in the last episode we spoke about the intentions that one can make, me and you can make, while we are eating or before we eat. Now I just want to recap, because the whole entire episode was only about intentions for eating, meaning what we can do before we eat and what we can do while we eat. As it is the blessed month of Ramadan, and we always try to think to ourselves that we try and make as many good intentions we can in this holy month. We must think to ourselves, eating is part of our daily routines. And now that we've learned about washing our hands before we eat, make the intention that it is sunnah to sit upon a dasturkhan, sit on the floor, sit in a certain way. You know, if we're doing this anyway, like I've always said, very good. But have we forgot our intentions? Is this a formality? Or if we haven't done this, we don't do this, Let's make the intention that we will start doing this, inshallah, in this blessed month. And not only in this blessed month, through the blessings of this month, we will carry this on for the next 11 months, till the next Ramadan. But what I'm trying to say, dear viewers of Madhi channel, is we made our intentions for eating. And this we do every single day of our lives. Especially in the month of Ramadan. For example, Sahri is Sunnah. Iftari is also Sunnah. So let's try to make with every single meal that we eat in Ramadan as many good intentions as we can. But today, you could say a part two of eating is when we eat in a gathering, when we intend to join, you know, a feast, a gathering of people, attending the feast. What intentions do you view as a Madhishan? Because this happens in Ramadan a lot. You will go to other people's houses. You probably come to the masjid or digar masajid. You know, different localities, different masajid. You know, you will be serving or people will be serving you. Either way, you will be eating in a gathering. Now, what intentions, dear viewers of Madhi channel, can me and you make while we attend a gathering? Now, the first thing I'd like to point out is the negatives, dear viewers of Madhi channel. You see, when we're in a gathering, a lot of us, we don't make the intentions that I'm going to attend this gathering to please Allah and His Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. I will try to help serve if it's a big event or it's at the masajid, or when I go, whoever serves me, I will not complain, how I will stay patient. Along with these things, dear viewers of Madhi channel, we don't make the intention that, you know, if we see something wrong, we will stay patient. Or even if we don't see anything wrong, I will try to avoid thinking bad about anybody. And dear viewers of Madhi channel, when we sit in our gatherings and when we sit with people, one thing that we might see is, for example, a brother, he's not eating his food to his full, meaning he's only eating a little bit. Sometimes what we might think while looking at this brother, we might not say anything to him, but we might think to ourselves that this is a gathering, you're supposed to be eating properly. This brother, he's acting like he's a Sufi. This brother, he's acting like, you know, he's pious. Why is he eating properly? Why is he only eating a little bit? It's Ramadan. You know, you're supposed to be eating properly for your, you know, for your energy, for your Taraweeh that we're supposed to read after Iftari, after Maghrib, when it's Isha Salah. So do we have this mindset, dear viewers of Madhi channel? Another thing I'd like to mention is that if we swap the roles here, if the one who's eating a little and he sees somebody eating a lot, is he thinking that, you know, I am pious, I'm eating a little bit, and look at this brother, he's eating so much, he can't handle it. Look at him, he's just eating, and he's not worried, and he's not caring about anybody else. Dear viewers of Madhi channel, there's a lot of things we can learn from here, but some points I would like to mention is that, first of all, either one of these people, are we part of this category? Meaning, are you part of that category where you eat a little bit, and you're thinking bad about the one who eats a lot? Or, do you eat a lot and look at the person who's not eating a lot, thinking, this guy thinks he's something special? Because, dear viewers of Madhi channel, these things can creep into our hearts while we are attending, while we are joined into a gathering, while we are there and we're eating together. So these were some of the negatives, dear viewers of Madhi channel, I wanted to mention. Another negative I want to mention, dear viewers of Madhi channel, is that along with what I've mentioned, not making intentions, not going for the sake of Allah and His Rasul, thinking bad about this Muslim brother, or that Muslim brother who's eating a little bit, or that Muslim brother who's eating a lot, do we make the intention that I shouldn't be serving at all? You know, dear viewers of Madhi channel, we have this mindset that even in the month of Ramadan, why should I help? I've been fasting. It's all about me. Me. You know, I've had it hard. I've went to work today. I've got to do Taraweeh later on as well. That's another thing in itself. Some of us might not even read Taraweeh namaz. But then we start to think, why should I stand up and serve other people? I should be getting my food. He should be serving me. I shouldn't serve anybody else. Why do we have this mindset, the abuse of Madhi channel? Even though he is locked, we have such a negative mindset that his effects are still with us. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Now, my dear viewers of Madhi channel, I've got rid of the negatives of attending a feast. You know, we gather around a lot in this blessed month, especially in the last 10 days of i'tikaf. And don't forget, dear viewers of Madhya Channel, that Dawat Islami throughout the entire world, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, you know, I can't express how amazing this is, but I want to speak, you know, from the heart, that, you know, where were me and you before Dawat Islami? And look what Dawat Islami is doing for me and you. You know, come to the i'tikaf of Dawat Islami. You will learn about the works of Dawat Islami, truly. You will learn about, you know, what is wrong and what is right, how a Muslim should be. He's, you know, practical. You know, theory, it's something else. You know, theory, reading a book, this, you will never get the full experience. But you know what I am saying in this silsila, easy rewards, that this is part of our daily activities. This is what we should be doing and this is how we do it. Okay, we can go home and we can start, you know, trying to act upon these things. But you know, in the i'tikaf of Dawat Islami, we will teach you, inshallah, Azza wa Jal, a practical, yes, a practical, dear viewers of Madhya Channel, on how to do everything that I'm talking about anyway. And not just this, everything more, you know, more than this, about the works of Dawat Islami and how Dawat Islami has reached a global, you know, on a global base, how they have reached so many countries around the world through other daily activities that has become part of their routine. You know, it wasn't part of their routine before, but now they've acted upon these things. Alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jal, the Mubaligheen of Dawat Islami have taught us through i'tikaf, through the Madani Qafila, where we spend time with these brothers. You know, we were away from the world, and we just spend time with the brothers, and we find out this is how it practically should be done. And what my message is, dear viewers of Madani Channel, is that why don't we make this intention that if we haven't sat the 30-day i'tikaf, let's try and at least sit the last 10 days of i'tikaf. And there is definitely, in your locality, or even if it's not in your locality, it won't be far, Dawat Islami will be there. Go there and sit the last 10 days of i'tikaf. Change your life, dear viewers of Madani Channel. You can do it. We have time. Me and you, we both have time. I'm talking now, I have time. You're watching now, you have time. We both have time. But tomorrow, if we die, we won't have any more time. We won't. Make the intentions now that in the last 10 days, I will sit i'tikaf if I haven't sat at least once in my life. At least once in my life, dear viewers of Madhya Channel. Why? Because we will learn so much. So much you will learn, dear viewers of Madhya Channel, that you will think that, wow, truly, that Islam, it is a way of life. Truly, the sunnah of the best of creation, there is hikmah and there is wisdom in every single thing that he did. And the word of Allah, the most beautiful words ever. Alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jal, our Lord talking to us. You will feel peace when you understand what our Lord is saying to us. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Moving on to the views of Madhya Channel. As I said before, that we have gotten rid of the negatives, you know, where we can have a negative mindset attending a feast. Now I want to go on to intentions when we eat in a group. You know, what intentions, good intentions we can make. Remember, a lot of the times in Ramadan, we will be invited to other people's houses and we will also invite others. So let's make this intention. When we are going somewhere or somebody is coming to our house, we will be eating in a gathering, and especially in the masajid. You know, in digger masajids around the country, around the whole world, we will be going and visiting. May we all, inshallah, be blessed with this sa'adat of sitting i'tikaf in Madinatul Munawwara at the blessed feet of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And one day say i'tikaf there. But dear viewers of Madhya Channel, what intention should we have when we sit there, when we eat in a group? The first intention, dear viewers of Madhya Channel, is that I will attend this gathering for the sake of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. A very simple yet effective intention, dear viewers of Madhya Channel. But how easy is it to forget this? You know, for example, I have to go to work. I have to earn a livelihood. I forget that I'm going to get up for the sake of Allah and do this, not only to please my family, but first to please Allah and His Rasul. Then after that, my family will get the fruits. You know, if you forget to make this intention, I will please Allah and His Rasul before anything and everything, then you know, those fruits that we can attain, we won't get them. We won't get them, dear viewers of Madhya Channel. So let's make this intention first and foremost, that whenever we go to the masajid to eat in a gathering, whenever we go to somebody's house, or we call somebody to our house, when we will be eating, the first intention, I will do this to please Allah and His Rasul sallallahu ta'ala wa sallam. Another intention to use the Madhi channel is that if I have a chance, I will make everyone recite the dua before and after having the meal. Subhanallah azza wa jalla. Now there's two things to use the Madhi channel. Like in everything I mentioned, some of us might not do this at all. So let's make intention that from now on, I will do the dua and I will try to make everybody, not just do the dua, I will make everybody recite after me. What intention can we have when we eat in a group? Inshallah azza wa jalla, if there is a scholar or an elderly person at the dining mat, I will not start eating before him. Another intention to use the Madhi channel is that refraining from greed, I will sacrifice the best parts of the food, such as the tender steak or fillet, etc., to others. One final intention to use the Madhi channel I like to say is that I will not get up from the dining mat until the mat is lifted. I will not stop eating until everyone else has finished. And if I need to stop early, I will act upon the hadith and apologize to others for this act. Now there's a couple of things within this beautiful intention, dear viewers of Madhini channel, that we don't pay no heed to. And sometimes we do this, but a lot of us don't. A lot of us don't. And if we do, we might do it as a formality. But if we don't, then let's make the intention that if we do, ye bhi neki hai, this is also a reward while making the good intentions. If we don't, let's make the intention because we have to get up from the dining mat anyway, but let's do it the correct way. The first thing mentioning, dear viewers of Madhi channel, that I will not get up from the dining mat until the mat is lifted. Why, dear viewers of Madhi channel? The reason is because sometimes you might be in a position where you're eating in a gathering and everybody else has finished. It might be a small thing, but to the person who's left alone, eating alone, and everybody else has finished, this is a big thing. Why? Because you might feel embarrassed. The other point is mentioned that I will not stop eating until everybody else has finished. So when everybody finishes together, inshallah, I will also finish. The second part of this intention is that if I need to stop early, I will act upon the hadith and apologize to others for this act. Now based upon this hadith, scholars say that if someone has a habit of eating less, then he should eat slowly, taking small amounts of food. And despite this, if he still is not able, if he's still not capable, and he still does not manage to stay with the rest of the group, then he should apologize so that the others do not feel embarrassed. Again, going back to the first two points of this entire intention, that why we should not get up so nobody feels embarrassed when he's left there. Today, alhamdulillah, we try to mention that what intention we should have when eating in a gathering. So, may Allah Azza wa Jal enable us both to act upon what has been said. Try to keep watching Madhini channel. In this blessed month, this silsila, ye bhi neki hai. So we can try to gain as many good deeds as me and you can. Sallu ala al-habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.